Blog Talk Radio.
ちょっと待ってください。今音を少し小さくしますから、はい、はい、失礼しました。 OK、 Hello Mr. Oresogun、OK、
Hello、
Yes, I was just introducing you to the audience and I haven'tTold everything that you wrote in your introduction, but you can tell the audience that how you have became the well-known artist as a realism artist and what you're hoping to do in the future. Would you introduce yourself?
Okay. Yeah, my name is Olumide Oresegun. As you all know, I'm an artist and a realist artist that is moving forward to being an hyper-realist artist. Presently, I'm working on different things, my concepts, my ideas, something that's pertaining to my community. And I've been trying to work on different upcoming shows right now within Nigeria and outside Nigeria.
Okay. And then you graduated from Yaba College of Technology in 2006.
Yes.
What kind of college is this? Is that art university?
Yes. Yaba Tech is a practical school where you study art and other courses. So I went to the Department of Arts to study fine arts in 2001.
And you, yes, and you got the first prize award in life, in your city art festival in 2007.
Yeah.
So yes. How many people applied for this award?
They are up to 50.
Okay, in your community?
Yeah, in my community.
Okay, and then what kind of art were you painting at that time?
Yes, that period I was painting something trying to close to realism, but it's still a little bit like expressionist realism because I'm trying to like add my own style. I'm trying to like put some things that looks impressionist in what I produce. But
Hello? Are you still?
Hello? Yes, I'm there.
Okay, I'm sorry. Yeah, there was a technical difficulties right now, but you are still on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm trying to like infuse my realism and impressionism together to achieve my own aim in projecting my ideas to the society. So these are the kind of things I do back then. And I've been trying to work towards achieving the real thing that I see, the way I see it, and the way it looks. So from there, I decided to like work every day, work tirelessly, put some effort, add some training, personal training, you know, to achieve what you want to do, read some books and rest.
Okay. Now, I want to tell the audience that the you have been working on the something to do with the children and water.
Yeah.
So please, everybody, please look at the photos. It's listed on the website, this website that you're listening to this show. And several of his artwork is posted. And everything has to do with the water and children. It's very interesting.
Yeah.
So maybe you can tell them that why you chose the topics of water and children.
Okay. The topics are something I choose because I'm very close to children. When I was a kid, I pertain in some activities that I wanted to showcase as an artist, as the creative person that I am right now, to the people, to the outside world. These are the things I did while as a child. So I try to like work with children around me, and I try to like work with children I see in the community at the same time. So it's something, you know, as a person that's very, very close to the children, I try to like work with things around me. So it doesn't really mean I can't paint or any other things. I do paint some things that are related to old women, old men, and the rest. So it depends on the concept, the inspiration I have at that point in time that I work with.
Okay. You said that you had an unbelievable experience of sensation of neoclassical and classical art installation art when you visited ARCO, ARCO 2009 exhibition. And does it have anything to do with that? Yeah, you had an unbelievable sensation of neoclassical classical art installation.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Can you hear me?
Yeah. It has a lot of. I had a lot of experience there in 2009. I had a lot of experience from the hardcore shows and installation and new classical art that I saw and visiting all those museums, in Prado museums. I saw some things that I felt it hasn't been unachievable in Africa as I'm talking right now. So I felt since realism is something I love doing, and I see some people that have done something related to what I'm trying to do in the past. So I try to learn some things, look at how the patient they have then compared to the patient we normally have right now. So I felt my environment doesn't really have that kind of patient. So those are the things that give me the courage that if human being can have this kind of patient outside before the invention of camera after the invention of camera, you know, I felt we should also have something related to that in Africa as well. So I decided to like look in depth to what has been done and learn from it. From there, so I decided to like work on my first solo exhibition in Nigeria then, and it was great.
Okay. Oh, okay. Yeah. It sounds very fascinating. The let's start from the another question here. Many children cannot get all the materials needed to draw painting in Nigeria. You know, as far as I can see, and I am a part of Nigeria, so because of lack of infrastructure, how do you get started? Okay, the connection is not that best, but please try to be patient and try to get them. Okay, let me turn on music for you. Just a moment. Hello? Doesn't seem like music is working either. Oh, okay, it started. Okay, are you there?
I'm there.
Okay.
I'm
there. Hold it down. Hold on. Okay, here we go.
Okay.
So, you're going to tell us about the how the lack of materials can be affecting the children to for the motivation to do some artwork here, I mean, in Nigeria.
Yes, you know, majority of the children in Nigeria have this kind of mindset that if they can't get material, they won't be able to do something great. Yes, you know, because I personally, what I do is I try to manage the money that I have. Probably if I, then I could remember if I was giving $10 to for a feeding, I try to like separate like $4 for material. So it has trying to manage my cost of expenses and had the materials buy get materials with some little change I have with me. So that also helped me in trying to like manage myself, and definitely the children can also try to manage the materials or the money, the little money they have to get what they want to do, and to achieve something great with their whole life. So in my own sense, I don't. The material-wise is something they can learn how to manage the cost by trying to like save some amount of money they use in spending other buying other things. And
okay.
To upgrade their own skill.
Okay, let me ask you, Ramirez. Are you from where is the family? Hello.
Yeah.
You are? So you had all the tools with you to
begin
with?
I'm just, I'm not from the world. Yeah, I'm not.
Okay, you're not from where is your family?
No, I don't have, I'm not from my world. Yes, I'm not. Yeah.
Okay, then how did you manage?
Okay, what really happened is we had, my family had a from the onset, before I started fully, my family had this a grinding company, let's say a grinding shop, where people come from the neighborhood to grind their probably corn, millet, tomatoes. So I do that. The little money I got from that, I use to buy my materials.
Okay, so you are working as a farmer.
Yes, I'm working.
Okay, so with the little money you had, and you borrowed something from people, and then you started drawing.
Yes.
Okay, and in your previous interview, you said, "In my childhood, I didn't mingle with my friends and crowd. I only had two friends. When my childhood friends were riding their bicycles and playing about, I would start drawing and painting at the age of 4 years. I have always loved drawing and painting. And do you consider yourself being born to do artwork, or did you put great effort to develop your skills?"
Okay, it's both reasons, because I remember I started very early, and I didn't know any other things that give me joy other than drawing and using color pencils or crayon to paint or do all these things. So these are the things that give me joy right from the onset. So when I now left secondary primary school to secondary school, I went to art class, and I see different people that loves what I do as well, that are talented. So when I get to the university, I realize that there are numerous people in that field that are doing all around the whole place. So I now realize there is a need for me to on my skill. I develop my skill. So I decided to take a nine-month plus to study.
Mm-hmm.
To study human figure, life, human figure, try to upgrade my skill other than the level at which we were taught in school. So I upgraded myself, draw every day as long as I could. I could have 10 pencils, and I finished five with drawings and a lot of big sketchpad then. So I've been using that kind of period to upgrade my skills so that whenever I wanted to paint, it won't be difficult for me when my foundation of drawing is a little bit pokey for me to put some colors on. So I wouldn't have that kind of difficulty. So I felt if it's something I love doing, I should be able to hone it to the best of my knowledge. So it's both that really helped me, because I have the passion. It's something I love doing from the onset. So I now felt when I got there, I realized who are doing it. So I want my own heart to be the same with others, so that I won't just be an artist like any other people. So I can be a good craftsmanship artist and good creative artist at the same time.
Okay.
Yeah.
How do you envision ideas every time when you draw? You have a wonderful drawing here that posted children playing with the water and everything. How do you envision this before you start drawing? Does it just come to your mind?
Most times it comes to me. Sometimes when I sleep, I have this dream of a concept. So I wake up, I write the concept down, and I slept over again so that I won't forget. So those ideas, sometimes some ideas come in that way. Some ideas come as an experience, probably my childhood experience or the place I visited in the riverine area. I see a lot of children playing. Sometimes those are the things I recall. I write them down. So I go to where the riverine area are. I see something related to what I experienced, and I this kind of reference picture taking. Sometimes I will now get the children around me to do something of the sort.
Mm.
If I couldn't get a good reference pictures outside, so these are the things I do that has helped me as well.
Okay, there are not many artists like yourself in Nigeria, I don't think. So what would you tell those who want to be artists in your country, in Nigeria?
Yeah.
What do you think art can play in your country? Okay, go ahead.
Yes,
I have too many questions at the same time. Go ahead.
Okay, art in Nigeria are quite difficult for people because of the fact that the material cost is expensive. And people don't really appreciate art unlike before. What I would tell people that want to study art is for them, if they know that this is what they love doing and they enjoy it, so they can definitely go for it and on their skill, probably call the attention of their parents to assist them in one or two things, instead of playing around doing something that doesn't really make them happy.
Okay. I see.
So if you know that drawing makes you happy more than playing around, probably gossiping around, they should just focus on what makes them happy, and the sky will be the limit.
Okay. The time is short now, so let me quickly ask you, what do you see in your future by continuing painting? What would you like to do?
Yes, I had a mindset of training people that have this little knowledge about art, and they want to like upgrade with themselves. And also, I want to exhibit my work around the world, showcase my work around the world, people to see what is that coming out of Nigeria and Africa entirely. So I had a mindset of showcasing my work outside in different museums, doing something great for myself in the future, and helping others at the same time.
Okay, what ways do you think NGO like us, Swatin, can promote you and your art in a way to fundraise for the predicament of Nigerian women and children?
Yes, by trying to like get my work to the people that can get a little funds to assist the women and children in Nigeria by buying my work and exhibiting my work and showcasing my works to people that can really acquire artworks all around the globe. And from there, the little money we can use in assisting the children in Africa to survive acts of rape and other vices that are not crime vices that are not really good in Africa. Something can help and promote my work and do a great thing with some funds that comes out of it.
Okay, so you're saying that you and we can work together and raise funds by selling your art. Is that so? Okay, that's a wonderful idea. We are going to talk about this more, but unfortunately, this is the time to end the show. So thank you for joining us. We are striving. Yes, we are striving for humanity, and we are here to back you up. So those who listen to this show until the end, let us extend our gratitude to you. We are running show on 2nd and the 1st of Saturday every month. So if you'd like to know more about it, and if you want to listen to the past show, you can go to the www.swatin.com and press Swatin Radio on the top menu. We'll have a the Lagos team next time on the show. That's 3 weeks from now. And if you'd like to join us and want to know more about us, please okay. Thank you very much, Mr. Resgun. Thank you, everybody. Bye. I love him. Okay, everybody, goodbye.